Governor Sarah Palin addressed the federal stimulus package and a range of other issues in an hour-long press conference that was open to any questions from reporters.
We are here and want to answer any of the questions that you all have.
It was Palin's first such encounter this legislative session. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Alaska reporters asked questions ranging from the state's response to the economic problems facing Western Alaska. The governor says the administration has helped with some deliveries, has opened programs to new recipients, has expanded the moose season for local hunters, and has more ideas in the works. They also wanted to know about the federal economic stimulus plan that's still working its way through Congress. She sees the federal plan as a supplement to the state budget and says the legislature will appropriate the money that comes from Washington, D.C. However, she wants to study the long-term effects of formula-driven spending.
Nothing is off the table. I mean, it would not be prudent of our state to come out of the chute not even knowing, and nobody knows exactly what's in that stimulus package, it sounds like, coming out of the chute saying that we would refuse some of the dollars.
She also gave her administration's priorities for this year's session. She wants to see an in-state gas project on its way to development. The goal is to bring together several different plans that are now circulating. She also wants to see the framework come together for a consolidated rail belt utility corporation that would bring together all the electrical supply facilities in the region. Right now, the administration's looking for some consensus with the local utilities.
I've been vetoing those rail belt energy funds now a couple of years, and we don't want to have to keep doing that, but we've had to do that because all these different utilities going in all these different directions to generate energy for, you know, fewer than 600,000 people has just not made sense. And we've said, you know, you'll get from the state these rail belt energy funds once you get a plan together. That still has not happened. So this is the way that we're facilitating that to finally happen.
And finally, she wants a budget that holds enough of the state's declining revenue for future years until oil prices begin to increase.
We have, of course, great challenges there with our budget right now and with the amendments that are coming up next week. We have a tremendous amount of work that we will be continuing making sure that the budget is going to provide the services that Alaskans are expecting at the same time that we're not dipping too far into reserves.
The governor's the center of a large assortment of issues. She promises the deadlines will be met. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.